For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
Well, Anthony, we have a new director up at the Shaw Festival, although he's not really going to take charge for a while.
It's Tim Carroll, who got a Tony nomination last year for his direction of the two Shakespeare plays that had started at the Globe Theatre in London and came to Broadway, the all-male Twelfth Night with Mark Rylance and his production of Richard III. So this is pretty big deal. Right out of the gate, he has a higher profile than his predecessor. I interviewed him shortly after the announcement. You know, he'd come from a full career of freelance, and so now are you ready to settle down? Is that it? And he said, well, no, I'm not ready to settle down. I still hope to shake things up a little bit. And then I realized, he's merely ready to settle in. And he said, yes, that when you're a freelancer, one of the things that he is good at is making a cast of actors into a strong ensemble, but then they disperse. And at the Shaw Festival, he will have the opportunity to work with a resident ensemble and to make some major statements, hopefully raise the profile to what it once was. Think of the days of Christopher Newton as the halcyon days of the Shaw Festival. And so there's a great feeling of optimism around the festival over his coming leadership.
And you have seen an A.R. Gurney play. How many has A.R. Gurney written?
The exact number, I don't know. I've seen virtually all of them, being from Buffalo, of course, devoted to Gurney.
Well,
and he is the author of The Cocktail Hour, The Middle Ages, The Dining Room, Sylvia, some really great plays. This play is about a WASP woman of spectacular wealth. She's originally from Buffalo.
Of course.
It's
called Love and Money.
Love and Money is the name of the play. Love and Money. She's now older, and she's decided that she wants to dispense of her wealth and cut her children out of her will. New complication. A young man from Buffalo writes to her attorneys claiming to be her lost, unknown grandson. He walks into the scene. He is African American. She realizes quickly, of course, that he is a con man modeled on Mr. Hampton of Six Degrees of Separation fame, also from Buffalo. But it plays out much differently. It plays out as comedy. There are little threads of so many Gurney plays in this one. And I felt a great many themes to be still sorted out, but still at its best. He's just viciously funny.
Now, where were you when you saw it, and is it coming to Buffalo?
I feel as if every Gurney play eventually comes to Buffalo. There's no plan immediately. It's just opened. It's an off-Broadway play. Yeah, I was in New York City where I saw several shows.
And pretty soon it's going to be back to school and time to teach the classics.
Oh, right. My fall course is, for me, it's not quite back to school. I've been at school. I think that I was been telling you quietly that I was teaching a graduate seminar in Tennessee Williams this summer, which is quite intensive. I didn't talk about it on the air because you talk about Tennessee Williams and everybody wants to come attend your class. People love Tennessee Williams. In the fall, I do a history course, the history of the theater from the Greeks to the Renaissance. And you got up to Stratford.
I did, speaking of the Greeks, and saw a production of, I say Oedipus, they say Oedipus.
Let's call the
whole thing off. So I have been grabbing strangers by the lapels and telling them you must see this production of Oedipus at what they used to call the third stage. Now it's the Tom Patterson. It's where they put on the more edgy experimental pieces. It is incredibly powerful. There's a drum off stage that keeps beating dome inexorably as the tension builds. And then after Oedipus has, spoiler alert, blinded himself, can we let everyone
know
what
happens? I think people generally know what happens to Oedipus.
Well, you assume that all of this is going to take place off stage, and all of a sudden he crashes through this plastic curtain, and there he is, just drenched in blood. Wow. I mean, you could have heard a pin drop in that theater. Incredibly powerful. It's in modern dress, and Oedipus presents as a modern executive. He's in charge of Thebes. They have a problem, a plague. He wants to get to the bottom of this, and he starts asking tough questions, even when people tell him, maybe you ought to back off.
Maybe you ought to back away from this, Oops.
And finally, the final performance. Betty and Joan, BUA production at the Alleyway Main Street Cabaret. One final night, this Saturday, August 29th at 8 o'clock.
Jimmy Janowski is Joan Crawford, Christopher Standard is Betty Davis.
For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.